This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 404, and today we're going to be talking about breaking the cycle of mistakes. But before we get into that, if you're interested in optimizing everything, yes, everything, your physical, your mental, your emotional, and your spiritual self, check out warriorgenius.com. There's some great products there by the Genius brand, stuff to help you physically, mentally, emotionally, and perhaps spiritually. But go head over to warriorgenius.com. When you find the product that you want, use the code Greg, G-R-E-G-G, 10, that's 10, to receive a 10% discount. Okay, so we all have made mistakes. We're all human, we all make mistakes, but why is it that there's certain mistakes that we keep repeating over and over and over again? We see a friend, quote, a friend that has the same mistake, and they go, don't they ever learn that lesson? So, you know, we're faced with something, we take an action, we get a result that we don't want, and it's like, ooh, that's a mistake. If we do that again and again, it's a choice, right? A mistake once, you never do it again, it's a mistake. You do it the second time, third time, fourth time, it's a choice. But what's challenging is that much of the choice is unconscious because it's coming from a need that we're looking to fulfill. So it could be something like we make a mistake of drinking too much all the time, or having an affair, or eating too much cookies, or whatever it might be. We go, well, it was just a mistake. It was just a mistake. But unconsciously, those behaviors, everything we do, well, not everything, but the majority of our behaviors is to get an outcome or to fill a need that we have. Tony Robbins talks about six major needs that we have, but there is also some of these subcategory needs, right? We need to be appreciated. We need to be touched. We need to have somebody in our life, right? So we have these needs that go unfulfilled, and we take unconscious actions to fill them. But what happens is we take the wrong actions, so we get the wrong results. And we keep doing this over and over and over and over again. It may not be day after day, but we may make that mistake every single month. We may make that mistake every 3 months. We may make that mistake every 3 years. And this is where patterns are very important, to go back in your life and check out patterns, because patterns reveal positives and they also reveal room for improvements. And these mistakes are rooms for improvement. They allow you to investigate the need that you're trying to fill. So when we talk about making a mistake and it's a repeat mistake, it's usually because there's some weakness within us. We can't stop ourselves from doing that. And it could be called a habit, or it could be just a mistake. The end result is the mistake. The behavior is just the habit. But if we can identify the need that is driving that behavior that produces the mistake, and that mistake actually could be filling that need, but it's filling that need in a very unhealthy way. For instance, you know, I think I brought this up before, smokers, right? Smoking, there's a benefit for people who smoke, even though they know it could potentially cause serious health issues with them. They still continue to smoke. Well, they, you know, if they say they quit and it was, oh, just a mistake, I really didn't mean to have that cigarette. Well, however you frame it, what is happening there is a need for that individual to be met, and it's met through smoking. That could be being able to go out and socialize. Maybe all of their friends smoke, and if they don't have that social aspect, so they need that social aspect. Maybe they don't know how to breathe deeply. They're just, they, you know, without the cigarette, they just are shallow breathing, but that deep breath allows them to relax more. So that could be another need. But when we start to look at the mistakes that we're doing, the results that we're getting, when we can reverse engineer it and then go back and see what that need is. But most of these mistakes we make, we have a lack of attention to them, right? We just go unconsciously from behavior to behavior to behavior. And we go, oop, that was a mistake. Oop, that was a mistake. Oop, there goes another one, right? All of these mistakes that we keep making, we think that, oh, it's a mistake, meaning it's not our fault. And a mistake doesn't mean, and when we say it's not our fault, we're then playing the victim. But here's the thing is your thoughts created that behavior, right? The TFAR. Your thoughts created a feelings, which created an action, which created results. You are not the victim. If you continue to play the victim, then you're going to keep making those mistakes. And sooner or later, it's not going to benefit you in the long run. So we first need to stop accepting that it's not our fault or I couldn't control myself. Cause you can. What we need to do is look at is, what is that need, right? So there's a thought. So behind the thought, there's this need of affection, let's just say. And you may not be getting it in your life right now. So you do some inappropriate behavior to get this affection and you go, geez, that was a mistake. That was the wrong thing to do. But you keep doing it. You keep doing it. So then you need to go back and look at where is that affection coming from and why is it that you need it externally as opposed to loving yourself? Right. So these are things that we can take a look at. I'm just using these as arbitrary examples, because when we make a mistake, it is a choice. After the first one, we get feedback. We go, I will never do this again. If you never do it again, then you understand that that is a mistake. But I guarantee, as we start off this podcast, I guarantee I do it and there's other people there that make the same quote mistake over and over and over again. Whether it's food, whether it's drink, whether it's not working out, whether it's not setting the alarm clock, oh, it was a mistake, I forgot, whatever it might be, however you want to label it. I'm just labeling it by the word mistake because that seems to be less intrusive, less direct than other words that could be used. But the cycle, right? So here's my challenge to you. Think of something that you have done that, quote, is a mistake. And then go back and think in history and think in time. How many times have you made that or something very similar and that's produced the same result or something similar? I will bet if you're honest with yourself and if you're brave and courageous enough with yourself that you will go back and you will find a pattern of these mistakes and you will find out where they are. Now, this is not to beat you up and say that you're not worthy or you don't have mental strength or anything, but we need to be, in order for us to change our thinking so we can change our results, we need to know where this comes from. And so you look at the mistakes that you've made, you reverse engineer them and go, what is the need I'm trying to fill here? This is where a coach comes in really handy or a therapist or a counselor. You know, a coach would help you move forward to, okay, you don't want this. What do you want? Let's move forward. A counselor or a therapist might be able to dig deeper into the cause of that behavior because it may be rooted in the past. And this is why I love to use NLP because I'm kind of can use NLP to dig up the past and use my coaching to help somebody move forward. But it's going to be challenging to do it yourself because as Einstein said, we can't solve the problem with the same thinking that created it. And this problem is a mistake. So it's really difficult for you as an individual, for any of us as an individual, to reverse engineer our mistakes that we've repeated over and over again because our thinking, we have programmed our mind, we have programmed our thinking to produce that mistake again and again and again. And if we don't have somebody to help us reflect back that and help us dive deeper into it, we really aren't going to do it. We'll just be, well, I'll never make that mistake again. Well, then we go along unconsciously. We do a behavior. We get it again going, man, I thought I'd learned my lesson. I'll never do that again. And we just keep doing it over and over. So the first thing is to identify the results of these mistakes and then start to look at the behavior that created them. And then perhaps work with a coach, work with somebody maybe who doesn't know you as well, that, sometimes talking to a stranger, it seems uncomfortable, but that stranger doesn't have any history with you. They don't have anything else. So maybe a mild acquaintance and just ask them, to listen to what you've done and get their feedback. Personally, I would go with a coach or a counselor. They're paid. They've been trained. They know how to do this. But here's the thing. If you keep making these mistakes, you're not going to move forward in your life. You may move forward in some areas, but these mistakes are holding you back. And if you're making mistakes in one area, you're probably making mistakes in another area. How wonderful would your life be if you could clear up 50% of the mistakes that you're making over and over again? You would have an you may have an amazing life now, but then just imagine exponentially how much more amazing that could be. So here's my charge to you for this week. Write down, think of the latest thing that happened and going, oops, where you said, oops, that was a mistake. Write it down and then go find other ones that are very similar to it and just start to contemplate what need are you trying to fill by making those mistakes, or what need are you filling by making those mistakes? I think you're going to find it very, very enlightening. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.